major decisions. And the whole business about this incessant business of going to war for any reason at all. And I set it up because I think I was inspired by Buckminster Fuller, who said you can't actually tilt at well-established systems. And the only way to get around them was to provide an alternative which was better. And the only way I could think of doing that was to set up a new community where aware of the people around them and cared for them and looked after them and were independent from the whole national systems of providing food and electricity and things like that. And it seems to be a huge step, but it's the only logical one that I can see that was going to work. And I set up Pearl Community because if enough people get together, they have a loud enough voice to make themselves heard. You know, when I talked about the whole project, there were so many people who agreed entirely, and they said, yeah, we agree with you that these are terrific problems, but what can I do? And I wanted to answer that one. And the only answer to me is something like Pearl Community. But it's not I, it's us. What can we do? Can we take our power back? Can we make our own decisions? Can we become independent? Can we be without fear? And will my grandchildren come to me and say, okay, you did try and do something at least, because you knew there was something wrong. Like everybody else, I was in the rat race for a long time, and I had a factory and 100 people, and my world was the survival in the factory and the making stuff and selling it and doing all the things that one does. And total involvement. I just accepted that the work ethic was the big thing, and I can understand how people get absolutely trapped into that because you believe it's the most important thing in the world, and in fact it's not. There are values that are much, much, much more important than just surviving the economic battle. I suppose I'm one of the lucky ones because I was seriously involved in the whole commercial game of earning a living and looking after kids and coping with a mortgage and all that sort of thing. But I was lucky in that I have had some really extraordinary experiences in my lifetime that are way beyond the normal of people's living. And I have to admit that when I was running the factory, I had no idea. And if I'd heard myself speaking then, I would have said, you've flipped, you've fallen off your trolley or whatever. But now I'm desperately trying to imply that there is a set of values which is infinitely more valuable than the commercial ones. That there are spiritual values, and as soon as you say spiritual, people think it's a religious thing. It's not. It's nothing to do with that. It's moving into an understanding of why we're here, and our relationship with the earth and the cosmos, and particularly with our neighbours, our friends and neighbours, and we've lost this whole business of being in community. There was a time when the old grandmothers and would look after the kids, and it would be a much wider family in their way of living. But nowadays we have nothing to pull us together cohesively. Community to me is quite simply caring. It's about caring for people who are less capable of coping with life than you are. And that, a lot of that we've completely lost in this tremendous battle we have just to survive. Well, the business developed. It's one of these inevitable things that anybody in business knows about. I mean, we started off with 10 people, and then it began to get difficult for me to find enough work for 10 people, so I decided we need a rep. And once you need a rep, you go from 10 people to 25 people because you've got to pay for the rep and all that system that keeps going up. And then we developed, and eventually we were employing 100 people. It started off as an engineering project, and I loved working with steel and iron and things like that. And it was in a little cowshed. And the development from the cowshed to a factory employing 100 people was immensely satisfying. But at that time, it left me with absolutely no margin for anything else in my life at all. It became a sort of nightmare on this train you couldn't get off. And this is the situation. I see people in it all the time. And I really would like to introduce them to the fact that it is not 100% virtuous.